You got, you ready? Okay, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court for Tuesday, July 12th, 2022. It is 10:38 a.m. We'll call this meeting to order. We'll begin our meeting with the Pledge of Allegiance, an invocation led by Commissioner Bush, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Senegal, if you feel led to rise.
Before I offer the prayer, I would ask that we have a moment of silence for our fallen Deputy James Lee, and then we'll begin the prayer. Lord, we come to you today with heavy hearts, Lord. We pray for the loss of this deputy and this fine person and his family. Lord, we pray that you be with them and take them into your loving arms and take care of them and help them through this tragedy, Lord. Lord, we pray for all the citizens and employees of Jefferson County, and we ask that you lead, guide, and direct all of us in all the decisions that we make. And Lord, we just pray that you be with everyone here. Lead us, guide us, and direct us, Lord. In your holy name I pray, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Please join me.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, before we get started on the agenda, a couple of things wanted to bring the attention of the public. We're expecting the chance of rain to grow tomorrow. Good news for our garden, bad news for the mosquitoes. I will tell everybody in the county that the mosquito control is flying every day and the trucks are out every day whenever the winds are at a low enough speed to where we can legally spray. We do have one pilot that's out this week with COVID, and so they're scrambling to do the best job they can. I know that mosquitoes have been a problem, but the chances of rain are supposed to increase pretty dramatically tomorrow. I'll also note that our incidence of new COVID cases has increased pretty dramatically the last several weeks. Fortunately, we're not up to the levels we were several months ago, and our hospitalizations are remaining relatively stable, and the hospitals are not in a position where they're under a strain right now. But I think when people are diagnosed as positive, and I've also, that comes not only from talking to the local hospitals, but also from talking to just our nurse here and our employee health department, numbers have gone up. So I'm just asking the members of the public to continue to wash your hands and utilize good hygiene, and to the extent that you can, be safe when you attend large gatherings. But it is out there, and especially strange given the fact that viruses normally are on the decline during such hot weather, but we're even having some a heavier flu season than normal with positives on that during this hot weather. All right, we're going to go a little bit out of order, and we will begin under County Commissioners with items B and C. Item B is considering possibly approve proclamation for 2022 Save Our Children, Know Your County Courthouse Day. And C is considering possibly approve the adoption of a proclamation recognizing pioneering women. Do I have a motion on those two items? Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioners Pearson and Bush. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Do we have any representatives here of Save Our Children?
There's J.D.
There we go. All right. This proclamation, Reverend Roberts, reads, SOC's annual Know Your County Courthouse program will be conducted on July 13, 2022. And whereas Save Our Children, along with its sponsor partners and interested individuals, will host children in Jefferson County Courthouse to promote their understanding of county government by giving them the opportunity to hear from elected officials and touring of the courthouse. And since 2003, SOC has helped nearly 12,000 young people as part of this Know Your County Courthouse program. and has provided tutoring services and in-school aid, reading and counseling programs, as well as fun events for its students. And Save Our Children, through its continued partnership with local educators, elected officials, and community leaders, provides a wonderful learning environment for its students. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County does hereby proclaim July 13, 2022, as SOC Know Your County Courthouse Day in Jefferson County, and urge all people to pursue opportunities to serve and help our children. Reverend?
Thank you, Commissioners. It's been 10 years since we started this. We started with 11 young men when we started this event. Our Honorable Judge Luis Flores and Honorable Judge John Stevens came with the idea that we needed to do something to educate the kids on knowing more about the courthouse and less about the jailhouse. That's how it started. And here it is now, 10 years later. I would be remiss, Judge, if I didn't thank you for your 10 years of support, total support, in what we do and how we do it. Commissioner Syndergaard, Commissioner Affert, we thank you from the bottom of our hearts. But we also thank Judge Zena Stevens, because Judge Stevens, before she even became, I mean, listen at me saying judge. You running for judge? Oh. Sheriff Zena, before she became sheriff, she was a vital part in what we do today. And on behalf of that, we have our 10th anniversary shirts, which we changed them up a little bit, but we would like to present the commissioners with one of these shirts, if we may.
What about Judge Stevens? You bring her a shirt?
Where is Judge Stevens? Where?
Judge Zena.
She has one, too. She's got one, too. See, you got me on that one. But anyway, may we present?
Yes, sir.
Oh, by the way, this is Kenny Grimes, and Kenny is our new clergy for SOC.
I wear a medium. I hadn't seen medium since third grade.
You read it somewhere.
No, I don't.
He was messing with you.
Extra large.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Whatever you got. That's fine. That'd be good. She likes the big one. Extra 2X. I think 2X. Yeah. I'm thinking about eating a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you all, and thank you for the work you're doing in the community with our youth, Pastor.
Thank you. And we invite everyone to come out tomorrow to see our babies and to let them know that you care about them as well. Because most of the young people that we deal with are underprivileged. But they have the privilege tomorrow to know what really goes on at Jefferson County Courthouse. Again, thank y'all.
Thank you. I have the representatives of Pioneering Women. All right. Our proclamation today reads, whereas Pioneering Women is a grassroots organization founded to enhance the lives of women and its mission to motivate, educate, activate, and uplift women for the betterment of humanity. And whereas the year 2022 Pioneering Women, rocking and rolling to our own drumbeat, honorees celebrate the ratification of the 19th Amendment to the United States Constitution, which guarantees women the right to vote. Achieving this milestone required a lengthy and difficult struggle, and the victory took decades of agitation and protest. And whereas this milestone is something many of us take for granted today with our busy schedules, Pioneering Women is dedicated to honoring the legacy of the past pioneers and spotlighting the contribution of present-day pioneers in our community. And whereas the Rockin' and Rollin' to Our Own Drumbeat honoree luncheon will celebrate six extraordinary women for their dedication and contributions to their professions and our communities, Valina Johnson, T. Doe, Melanie Como, Charlene Hannah Rule, Mary Young, and Charisma Papillion. And whereas Pioneering Women financially supports many nonprofit organizations in the community, provides textbooks to students of higher learning, pays for GED testing for second chance students seeking high school equivalency, and supports women in crisis and senior homebound patients. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County, Texas, that in honor and recognition of the 2022 Pioneering Women honorees, do hereby declare August 4th, 2022, as Rockin' and Rollin' to Our Own Drumbeat Day. Signed this day by the members of the Commissioners Court.
Thank you, Commissioners. Every year you all partner with us in celebrating the women in our communities with the great work that they're doing. Every single day we have new women rise to the occasion to be making a difference in our communities, and we just love it that you all decide to honor them as well in your special way. I want to recognize some past honorees we have here. Allison, talk about strong and powerful. Allison Getz, she's a past honoree. Another strong one, Sheriff Zena Stevens, and Ava Graves. Just there's so many of them in the community, and we need positive influences like these ladies are for the future. And we want to invite all of you to come on and dance to the beat with us as we rock and roll on August the 4th at the Holiday Inn. So come on down. We're going to have a good time and be ready to dance. Thank you.
Okay, I think that there are a number of people that are here today and to give input on the issue of voting machines. We're going to go through our regular agenda. We're going to save this one for last. And typically what we do is we save public comment until the end of our agenda. In this case, individuals that are in attendance would have no opportunity to comment until after we voted, which would not provide us much input. So we're going to take that agenda item last, have public comment prior to our taking the issue up for consideration. I'm thinking that there's probably a lot of people here that are going to say the same thing. So I would ask that whatever system you are supportive of, please try not to be repetitive of those who came before you, or otherwise we could be here till 6 o'clock tonight, which, you know, we'll do if we need be, but once you've heard something, hearing it several times, is not necessary, but we'll go through our agenda and we'll begin with purchasing. Item A is consider and approve specifications for request for proposals for emergency debris remonitoring services for Jefferson County pursuant to Chapter 262 of the Texas Local Government Code. The County Purchasing Act and the Code of Federal Regulations, Section 2, Book 2, Sections 200.318 through 326. Item B is consider and approve specifications for invitations for bid for the rebid of term contract for fire sprinkler, fire pump, kitchen hood suppression, and Halon 1301 fire suppression inspection for Jefferson County. Item C is to rescind award of term contract for inmate shoes for Jefferson County with Pride Enterprises and re-award contract for $3.83 per pair to Bob Barker Company, Inc. from May 4th, 2022 to January 4th, 2023. Item D is to consider and approve execute receive and file a contract renewal for a term contract for inmate clothing and supplies for Jefferson County for a third one-year term with Victory Supply from July 12, 2022 to July 11, 2020. Should that be 23?
Yes.
With proposed increases as shown on Attachment A, these price increases are due to increases in manufacturing and freight costs. Item E is consider and approve execute receive and file a contract for renewal for a term contract for inmate clothing and supplies for Jefferson County for a third one-year term with Bob Barker Company, Inc. from July 12, 2022 to July 11, 2023 with proposed increases as shown on Attachment A due to increases in manufacturing and freight costs. Item F is consider and approve a contract renewal for inmate clothing and supplies for Jefferson County for a third and one-year term with Charm Tech and Green Mountain Knitting from July 12, 2022 to July 11, 2023. Item G is to rescind the award of item number 5 of the term contract for inmate clothing and supplies for Jefferson County with Tech Carolina Textiles. Item H is to rescind the award of item 7 on the term contract for inmate clothing and supplies for Jefferson County with ICS Gel Supplies, Inc. Item I is to execute, receive, and file a contract renewal for a term contract for catalog pricing for janitorial supplies for Jefferson County for a third one-year term with sanitary supply from November
16th,
2021 to November 15th, 2022. Item J is to execute, receive, and file a contract renewal for a term contract for road building material for Jefferson County for a second one-year term with Gulf Coast from September 8, 2021 to September 7, 2022 with proposed price increases as shown on Attachment A due to increase in supply costs. Item K is to consider and approve execute receiving file change order number 1 for the courthouse cabling project with Maverick Communications in the amount of $36,628.60, bringing the total from $218,653.71 to $255,282.31. This is for 23 additional drops that exceeded the estimate of 900 drops originally quoted in accordance with the Region 5 Telecommunications Equipment Supplies and our Services contract. And I'm going to have a comment on that. Item L is consider and approve execute receive and file an agreement with Sorensen for caption and interpreting services for one-year subscription July 12, 2022 to July 11, 2023. Item M is to consider and approve execute receive and file an agreement with CloudGavel for a hosted internet-based online document electronic signature software service for a one-year service beginning July 12, 2022 to July 11, 2023. Item N is consider and possibly approve disposal of surrendered license plates to be transported to a metal salvage company and there sold for such price as they might command with the funds being returned to the county. Do I have a motion on those items under purchasing?
So moved.
Been moved.
Second.
Seconded. Discussion on item K. Here's my question, Deb, is that so we paid $218,653.71 for 900 drops as originally quoted. That comes out to $242 a drop. Then for 23 additional drops, we were paying $36,628.60, which is $1,592 per drop. So that's a sevenfold increase.
And
yes.
If you remember when we had this on the agenda,
mm-hmm.
I said, make sure you had your pencil sharpened. We wasn't coming back for those change orders, remember?
I do.
So you got to get you explain before
yes.
I vote.
Yes. The change order is actually for 123 drops, not 23. That was a typo on the agenda. You'll see the attachment actually has it as 123 drops. The reason for this increase is due to the fact that this was actually a total redo of our because it's going to the Cat 6 wiring, we did a total redo of our cabling, and the initial look through was 900 drops. That was our good rough estimate that we could make, and 123 just came from having to increase the number to accommodate printers and different things that don't accommodate to this type of wiring structure that we got.
Okay, that drops it down to 292
yeah.
drops. So I thank you for that information.
Mm-hmm.
So 100. So that item's going to be named for 123 drops from 23.
So basically, we missed 123 in the original assessment, and when you came to the court, had the workshop, we told you to go for sharpening your pencil, we still missed 123.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yes, have it. Under County Auditor, item A is consider and approve a budget transfer for JP Precinct 1, Place 2 for additional costs for travel in the amount of $1,700. Item B is to consider and approve a budget amendment for Human Resources for additional costs for advertising the director's position in the amount of $800. Item C is consider and approve a total electronic disbursement for $4,300,225 to the Bank of New York Mellon for principal and interest payments for refunding bond series 2012. Item D is consider and approve total electronic disbursement for $810,325 to the Bank of Oklahoma Financial for principal and interest payments for the certificates of obligation bond series 2019. Item E is consider and approve electronic disbursement for $1,249.64 to the Texas Department of Criminal Justice for July insurance reimbursements. Item F is to receive and file amendment number 2 to the contract with the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department for the Mesquite Point public boat ramp. The amendment updates the county point of contact expiration date, additional funding from Texas Parks and Wildlife, and deliverables related to the contract. Item G is consider and approve accepting a grant award from High Intensity Drug Trafficking Area Program for $16,200, no match required, which will aid the investigation and prosecution of drug offenses in our area. Item H is consider approve and ratify acceptance of the State Criminal Alien Assistance Program SCAP 22 grant for $36,783. To the Justice Grant System portal. Item I is consider and approve a budget transfer of the sheriff for the replacement of a vehicle in the amount of $25,000. Item J is regular county bills, check numbers 496561 through 496721 for the period ending July 5th, and check numbers 496722 through 496872 for the period ending today. Via addendum. Item K is to consider an approved downgrade of one union admin assistant position at sergeant pay to a deputy position, and one upgrade of a union admin assistant position currently at sergeant pay to captain pay for aircraft pilot duties. The change will result in an annual savings of $7,500. Item L is to consider an approved budget transfer for Constable Precinct 1 for purchase of barcode scanners from the Tyler Technology System in the amount of $900. Item M is consider and approve a budget transfer to Precinct 6 for the same reason as Precinct 1 in the amount of $356. Item N is to consider and approve a budget transfer for Mid-County Maintenance for additional costs for trash service and other trash contractual services in the amount of $500. Do I have a motion on those items under auditing?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Bush. Discussion.
What's the difference in price on item L and M?
The Tyler Technologies for the constables.
For the quantity. There's more machines, more scanners being purchased by Precinct 1 than 6.
Was these numbers supposed to be gathered in the original assessment that Tyler Technology brought to us?
Well, that's the constables is on their civil side. This is utilizing the Tyler Tech that we used to, so it wasn't really part of the initial bid.
Okay.
And these are just small handheld, so the other constables were able to do it with available funds, so they're all purchasing.
I mean, is there a balanced number of scanners that each constable is going to get, or
one scanner per deputy is being purchased. Oh. The other offices were able to, you know, they had available funds in their budget to purchase them.
Thank you.
One other question, and it's, I guess, on this refund of this bond series 2012, is that Ford Park and Johnson Controls or what?
The 2012 is Ford Park.
Okay.
The 2019 issue is the energy, is the Johnson Control.
All right.
All right, any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under Constable Precinct 8, we have one item. Consider and possibly approve the hiring of Jamarcus Davis as a deputy constable with Constable Precinct 8 in accordance with Local Government Code Section 86.011. Do I have a motion on that item?
Move.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yes, have it. Under County Clerk, item A is consider and possibly approve the select. Oh, we'll hold that one.
Yeah.
Under County Commissioners, item A is consider possibly approve, receive, and file the annual audit report of the Jefferson County Emergency Services District Number 3 pursuant to Section 775.082 of the Texas Health and Safety Code. Item D is consider and possibly approve, receive, and file an order to renew the reinvestment zone for coastal caverns pursuant to Section 312.401 of the Texas Property Tax Code. Item E is consider possibly approve and authorize the county judge to execute a U.S. Department of Energy right of entry for survey and assessment for four parcels of land located in the J.D. Murphy Wildlife Refuge to assess needs for the United States Army Corps of Engineers to complete work as part of the agreement with the Texas General Land Office in Jefferson County to utilize beneficial dredge material to restore degraded marsh sites. Item F is consider possibly approving authorized county judge to execute, receive, and file a special warranty deed from John Corwin Horn and wife Martha Jane Horn to Jefferson County as a donation pursuant to Section 81.032 of the Texas Local Government Code to grant an easement to cure drainage problems in Nome and China. Do we have a motion on those items under Commissioners?
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Pierce.
Second.
Second by Commissioners Senegal and Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Yes, have it. Under Engineering, item A is consider and possibly approve a replat of a portion of Lot 10, Theo F. Koch Subdivision, Volume 2, page 113 of the map records into lots 4A and 4B, part of the BA Vakoku League, abstract number 53, located off England Road and Shellhammer Road in precinct number 3. It's not with any extraterritorial jurisdiction. It's met all of Jefferson County's platting requirements. Item B is consider and possibly approve the preliminary plat of Highland Village Phase 1A Block 2. Lots 27 through 12, Block 3, Lots 1 through 9, being a 4.2865-acre subdivision of a 385.53-acre tract recorded in the Alexander Horton Survey, A20 of Jefferson County, Texas, located off of Highway 365 in Precinct 1. Additionally, the subdivision is partially located in the City of Nome city limits, and the City of Nome ETJ meets all of the county and city platting requirements. Item C is to execute, receive, and file a utility permit to AT&T for the placement of fiber optic cable on Spurlock and North 31st Street in Precinct Number 2. Do I have a motion on those items under Engineering?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Pierce.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And lastly, under Juvenile Probation Department, item A is receive and file the proposed juvenile probation and detention budget for fiscal year 2023 in accordance with 140.004 of the Texas Local Government Code. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Bush. Second. Seconded by me. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Now, Our next agenda item is under County Clerk to consider and possibly approve the selection of a vendor to supply electric equipment funded by the Texas Secretary of State's REVM Reimbursement for Audible Voting Machines Grant. We will now have a time of public comment. If you're here to comment on that, as I asked earlier, please try not to be repetitive. But if you would come to the lectern and introduce yourself and as succinctly as possible, state your position and reasons. And so the floor is open.
Hi, good morning, gentlemen. Clifton Seminole. I live in Nederland, Texas. I'm a voter in Jefferson County, and I also serve as the Central Counting Station Judge for Jefferson County. So I'm very attuned to everything having to do with election equipment from the voter's perspective and as a judge counting the ballots every election. I've been serving in that position since 2018. My opinion, and I've shared it with all of you via email, ESNS provides the voter with the ability to vote on a piece of equipment that they have the choice to view it one race at a time or multiple races on the screen. It's going to be faster for younger voters to go in and multiple races on one screen. And if a voter needs to vote one race at a time, they have that option with ESNS. HART does not provide that option. HART is one race per screen. It's going to take younger voters an exorbitant amount of time to vote on that piece of equipment. The other thing I'd like to recommend is we offer ballot on demand. So if a voter gets to the polls and they would rather vote on a piece of paper and mark their ballot that way, both systems can do that. The other big reason I think we need to go with ESNS is there is a ballot sorter that is currently in production with ESNS. We're going to be required at the Central Counting Station to audit a certain, I think it's three precincts every election. This sorter will be able to automatically sort out those precincts from our countywide ballot boxes, making it much faster. We won't have the cost of paying clerks to do it by hand. And for those two big reasons, I think ESNS needs to be y'all's choice. Thank you.
Mr. Seminole,
yes,
were you present for the 2 days that HART and ESNS gave their presentations down
yes,
there?
Yes, sir. I was present at both, and I was also had the luxury of speaking with both companies prior to the demonstration, and I've done a lot of research afterwards.
And if you are going to speak today, if you just let us know whether or not you attended those sessions. Go right ahead, ma'am.
Good morning. I'm Wilma Adelo. And I attended both sessions with ESNS and HART. I have sent all of you an email. I am in support of HART voting machines. And my reasoning for that is that we have been in business with Jefferson County has been in business with ESNS before. And until the county paid them their 1.95 million dollars, did they come and fix the machine so that we could continue our voting process here in Jefferson County? And the other thing is this: this court represents all of us, irregardless of our political affiliation, and we look to this court to be good stewards of our money. The money that you have to spend on these voting machines, I realize it's not coming out of our budget. It is being provided by the state. But what will come out of our budget if we purchase the wrong machines and we have to go back and do more purchasing, that's going to come out of our budget. I look to you all to make a good and wise decision. We've been in business with ESNS before. It didn't turn out well. We do have the HART machines. And I understand what this gentleman is saying in regards to the process of the paper ballots and those type of things. I'm a voter too, and I do also work the polls. We all can use, they both provide a good system for all of us to use. I think Hart has shown us in our past dealings that they're easier to work with. They stand behind their equipment, and they will be here if we run into problems. I hope that you consider that. I hope that you are the good stewards of the funds that you will be receiving to purchase these voting equipment. Thank you very much,
sir. Thank you, ma'am.
I'm Wayne Osio. I live in Needland. I'm also the counting station manager. Needland, we use the ENS machines in Needland. We've had really good success with them. We've had any problems, ENS has been right there to take care of our problems and fix it right on the spot as soon as we can. So I would ask you to vote for ENS.
Thank you, sir.
Good morning, Carolyn Guidry. I've attended one of the work sessions for Hart. I was absent for ESNS, but I do have first-hand information on their equipment because we looked at it a couple of years ago. I'm in favor of Hart, and the reason being is that we need a solution that will provide a paper-based as well as a electronic voting system, and I think Hart will provide that to us. The way that the mail ballot system has changed made it very difficult for some of our senior people to vote by mail now. It's uncomfortable for them. It's a longer process. I think they would prefer if they can go into the polling location and have a ballot that they can just fill out at that time, or even for curbside voting, it would be easier. So I think Hart has the better solution when it comes to having a paper-based and an electronic solution for our voters. It will cater to our younger and our older voters as well. So, and we've had a good
record. May I ask you a question? As the former county clerk, have you worked with Hart?
Yes, we have. We've worked with both companies.
At both companies.
Right.
And your qualified opinion from being the previous county clerk, which have you found to support warranties, backing up the machine, showing up, as this gentleman said, ESNS was there all the time?
Right. Well, we didn't have that experience with them when we first got ESNS. Of course, we had a lot of problems with calibrations. And as you know, we made CNN news because they blamed us for their problems. Hart has been, since we changed over to Hart, they've been very supportive. We've had some issues with them, but I must say that they did dance to the music and come across with whatever needed to be done to clear whatever issues that we had. So I don't know that, you know, I won't say the company, ESNS, is still the same old company that they were, but we did have problems with them in the past, and they actually did hold us hostage for our money at the time we initially got their system and stuff. But Hart has been a steward of our elections. They've been very helpful for us. Ever since we changed over, there's been a big difference in the voting. The voting has actually increased in Jefferson County, to say the least. And I just think that the paper-based solution would help with the mail ballot issues that we're having now because of the new legislation and laws that we have in place.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anything further?
So I just want to use my 2 minutes to highlight some of the problems that were...
Could you introduce yourself, please?
Oh, Cindy Dishman. I went to both of the demonstrations. So if I could use my 2 minutes, I'd like to highlight some of the problems that were incurred in the primary in 2022 with Hart voting machines. And this... I'll tell you where the article comes from and the date. So the title of the first article I'd like to talk about is Equipment Malfunctions, Other Issues Affect Some Election Results Across Texas. Black Chronicle, March 2, 2022. Tarrant County reported issues with voting equipment malfunctioning, leading to delays in results. The second is Texas Democrats hit long lines and tech problems in 2022 first primary Harris County. Machines on Democrats' voting side experienced technical issues throughout the morning, leaving voters waiting for long stretches of time. The third is Tarrant County Elections Administrator addresses delay in election results. NBCDFW 3222, Tarrant County. Tarrant County election leaders are releasing more information on the delayed release of election results during Tuesday's primaries. On Tuesday, many results of Tarrant County races were only showing early returns. Results for many races, such as the race for Tarrant County judge, were not available until Wednesday morning. On Wednesday, County Elections Administrator Hyder Garcia provided more specifics into the technical issues they ran into with their system. The first drive had a hardware failure. Tarrant County elections results delayed by computer glitch, from the Fort Worth Business Press, March 2, 2022. Tarrant County's elections delay were hampered by two different problems, including a computer malfunction that delayed vote counting Tuesday evening. The next article, online article. Tarrant County elections results delayed until early Wednesday, NBC DFW again. And that one says, Tarrant County leaders are looking into the county's voting equipment after delays in election results from Tuesday's midterm primaries. I wish we knew exactly what the problem was, but we don't. Whiteley said he had been on the phone with the company elections administrator as well as the manufacturer of the voting equipment. Tarrant County voters share their experiences, issues faced during primary election. Fort Worth Star-Telegram, March 2, 2022. In a survey conducted by the Star-Telegram regarding voting experiences in Tarrant County, readers shared issues they faced at the ballot box, such as long lines, malfunctioning voting machines, and the lack of accessible resources. I've got about seven more articles that I could share with you if you'd like for me to, but I think my time is probably up.
You still have 25 seconds.
Oh, boy. Okay, I'll highlight one more. Glitches with voting machines reported at some busy sites Tuesday. This is Harris County, KHOU, on March 1st. Voters at a few popular sites had to wait in long lines when voting machines locked up, and those are heart machines. Okay, thank you.
Ma'am. Ma'am?
Hello, my name is Barbara Shipper, and I only attended the heart illustration. I wasn't able to attend ES&S. I support the ES&S system, and I have spoken to many people, and I've spoken to the ES&S salesman. I agree with Clifton that it's in our favor to use ES&S because of the they are able to sort very, very quickly by precincts if we were to have a recount, whereas Hart is unable to do that. I have past experience with Hart that wasn't very good, and that had to do with early voting and the result tapes. And we were told by Hart that our machines were sold and they couldn't do it. And I just had a problem that they didn't have the initiative to come and fix that situation where we could follow the law and have early voting result tapes printed. Anyway, and after you make your decision today, I would like to know about or be able to have some input on which equipment to purchase. And I sent an email yesterday to talk about certain pieces of equipment that I agree with and don't agree with. And I don't agree with the ballot on demand, BOD printer. And that's my opinion. And I have reasons for that. It has to do with following the law, has to do with numbering, having paper ballots, and that they are sequentially numbered starting with the number one. And it's not necessary to have the BOD printer, and that would save some money. That's all I've got. Thank you.
Ma'am, you didn't say you work with the clerk's office or somewhere? And
I've been, over the many years, I've been a judge, I've been a mail-in ballot judge, I've been a clerk, election clerk, I've been a poll watcher most recently I've been a poll watcher.
For Jefferson County?
Jefferson County only. Thank you.
Sir?
Good morning. I'm Vernon Tubbs, pastor of the First Full Gospel Baptist Church here in Beaumont, also a member of the Southeast Texas Faith and Community Leaders. And I'm here also as a judge for the elections for the past 15 years, either as a judge or the clerk, and had the opportunity to use both the ESS and also the HART machines. I wasn't able to attend either the workshops for either one of them due to other obligations that I had, but I am here today to just have a few questions for the commissioners that the Southeast Texas Faith and Community Leaders would like to place before you. And the first question is, as Jefferson County purchased the ENS voting machines in 2006, which some of you may have been members of the board then, with the glitches that they did have, and the county was held hostage for full payment before there was a resolve. My question is, if a new contract is awarded to ES&S, what guarantees are in place for a better working relationship that will not compromise our elections? Second question I would like to ask is that when ES&S systems had major calibration issues, not just in Jefferson County but across the entire United States, have you inquired to find out if there are any changes within ES&S that guarantees county clerks and election administrators will not have their hands tied and risk breaking federal laws and losing federal funding for future elections? The third question that we would like to ask is, do you know if the integrity of the company has changed over the years? And if so, what would those changes be towards these upcoming elections? And the fourth question I would like to ask, should the senior vice president or the chief information security officer can be trusted after being a part of the Trump administration that attempted to overturn the 2020 legal election results? These are people who are part of the ES&S company. And then what proof do you have that there will be not another attempt to overturn fair elections by canceling voter ballots? So on the other hand, the HART company is a Texas company with all of its operations located in Texas, which contributes to the Texas economy. HART's close proximity to Jefferson County results in a quicker response times when issues arise, like the ES&S company base, which is based in Nebraska. So we know of no election issues with the HART machines being a part of the HART issues in this last election at the polling location where I worked. Everyone that came to vote voted without any problems whatsoever. We had no one turned away, no one had a problem with their voting. If there was a problem, it was because of personal error, no other error. But we did get everyone who came in to vote, they did vote, whether they came in or if they were curbside. And that was with the HART machines. So with that in mind, we hope that you do not choose to allow history to repeat itself by rewarding ES&S a contract for voting machines for the voters of Jefferson County. Thank you.
Thank you.
Ms. Guidry, if you don't mind, could you come up? I want to ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
Reverend Tubbs just basically said he had 15 years of service with him. During your time of working with HART, did we have any major problems that our systems put us in light of legal jeopardy?
No, we did not have any issues. We had minor issues like a couple of the pins may have gotten bent. A lot of that was because of the way that the election workers would handle the equipment. And we may have gotten, you know, shut down for temporarily, but it was always fixable. The problem was fixable.
Okay.
But any time that we called them or needed their assistance, they were here to assist us.
Okay. Thank you. Laura, question for you. During the brief time you've been in the interim, have we had problems that caused us legal jeopardy by part?
No, we have not.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Elaine Henderson, I am a voter here in Jefferson County, and I did not attend either, but I just have to address things I've heard today. The only thing I have to say is I'm a businesswoman here in Jefferson County, and if somebody owed me $1.9 million, I wouldn't go until they came and gave me my money.
Yes, ma'am. You can come to the podium, please.
I had not planned to talk today, but there was something I want to say. I'm Linda Brown, and I have worked at as a clerk, and I have worked at the ballot board. And this is something that's very important to me because I am frugal, and the heart ballots are, let's see, I can't even see. They're 18 to 21 cents each, and the ones from ES&S are 10 to 12 cents each. And if you add this up with the number of voters that we have, this is a great savings right here. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
We could bring you a microphone.
Oh, I'm fine. I can make it. My name is Sammy Moffitt, and I attended both of the demonstrations from Hart and ES&S. And I've worked the election board. I worked the ballot board. I've been a judge. I've been a clerk at for several years now. And we have a lot of people that come up for curbside voting, and if you looked at the heart message, they have a big bulky thing that you've got to put the machine in, and then you take that thing out to the person's vehicle, and I mean it's bulky enough what we have now, but the ES&S isn't near as bad as the heart. And with the thermal paper, the ESS can give you, it's touch screen. And once you finish your ballot, when you finish, you take it over to the reader and that's it. You don't get to touch it again. If you make a mistake, you can always go back before you turn it in. You can go back to the people at the desk and say, I made a mistake, and they can cross it out. And they'll give you another ballot, and you can go fix it. And then you put it in the machine, and it'll read it, and you don't get to touch it again. And that's the best thing about it. You don't get two touches. You just get one. Ta-da.
Thank you, sir.
I'll go back over here.
I didn't plan on talking, but I'm not going to cover anything else that anyone said.
Put the microphone towards your mouth. Thank you.
You couldn't hear? Okay. I'm Stacy Hill, and the only topic that hasn't been discussed that I would have brought up is when I worked as a election clerk at different locations and as a judge at near the county line,
we have a lot of people that come in that are Spanish-speaking, and when I went to the HART presentation, I asked about that, and I had to wait a considerable amount of time to find out how to change it from Spanish to English, English to Spanish. And they began discussing between themselves, and I had to wait. They came back with a, well, we think you have to go under the menu at the top. I'm nervous. And select the other one. We'll go into that in more detail later, and that's what I was left with. So I don't think that being able to speak to someone in Spanish, all this detail about how you need to go into the menu and change it, I don't think that would be very efficient. That's all I'm saying.
Greetings, commissioners and voters, Jefferson County. My name is Ava Graves. I'm standing before you as a voter. This isn't a very emotional process, and I want to really show my gratitude to the commissioners for making sure that we as the public had an opportunity to view the presentations. I was at both presentations and the workshop here. We are moving into a new era. Something that's brand new to many of us as voters, paper ballots. It's been said, nobody likes change but a wet baby. And so in that process, it can be very emotional. Clearly in this room today, we have a plethora of mindsets about the experience. And what it really comes down to for me is relationships. Harris County has millions of people. Tarrant County has a lot more people than Jefferson County. So there is more room for error when you are utilizing that much equipment, especially with the grid that we have here in Texas, the electrical grid. I think in times of change, now that we've gone into this SB1, all of the different guidelines from the Secretary of State, even as recent as these last few elections, the primary and the runoff, we were not given the waiver of the zero tabulation prior to the polls opening. That was one of the major causes of voting locations being delayed in opening. I feel that in this time, as we are moving forth, proven relationships is important. And I just heard our former county clerk speak to that we've had a great relationship with HART for 15 years. And I think that speaks volumes. Each company is going to have their challenges. The point for me is who will rise to that occasion? Who is most likely to be available? Who do we have a hands-on approach to? And then I like to keep our money here in Texas. Those two companies are approved by the SOS. I think they're the only two companies in the state of Texas, or maybe. And I feel like our resources should remain home. We have a good track record with this company. We have an expert who has spoken to that, who has the years of experience. And I trust the process. My prayer, my hope is that however this turns out, that we as voters, no matter how we vote, that we get behind this process and help each other make it work, because it is going to be a learning curve. I do support HART. I thank Carolyn Guidry, our former clerk, for her expertise. I thank everybody for their input, and I really thank you all for allowing us this opportunity to be a part of this process.
Thank you, ma'am. All right, there's nothing further. Do I have a motion on item A under County Clerk?
Judge, I move that we contract with ES&S to provide the voting machines for Jefferson County.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Discussion.
My discussion would be this, Judge, and I know the motion has been made for ES&S, but If you go back to 2014, ES&S left this county with a sour taste in its mouth. A lot of money on the table. The DA's office basically said things that wasn't kind. And not only that, if you go back to look at the email that was sent by the CEO of Hart, and I stated in the workshop, at the end of that workshop, send us the sweetest tea for the citizens of Jefferson County. Because I'm going to make a decision predicated on what you do for the citizens. I hadn't read one thing from ES&S. I have in front of me, and each of you have in front of you, what Hart has sent us. I am not going to waste money of Jefferson County on this, and I am concerned for where we're going, because City of Beaumont, City of Port Arthur, two largest cities, both went with Hart, and that's because we had them in the past, and they used them. Can't change your mind, but I want to put something on your heart. Make sure you spend your money right. And to me, when you look at what ES&S proposed to this county, when you look at what ES&S proposed to this county, fiscally, it would be responsible for us to go with Hart.
Also, Judge, my commitment would be to Hart based on, first of all, we have no problems as it stands. We're crunched for time because we have to have these machines in place, Ms. Lester, by when?
As soon as possible, by the election.
We have to train people. We have to have them in place. Switching over to a new company, all you election judges and workers that spoke have to be trained. Hart is a local company, which I think one lady said that it's the state paying for, but it's the taxpayers of the state of Texas paying, which I am. Hart is from Nebraska, and that money will go back to Nebraska. We've had no problems with Hart. Have we, Ms. Lester, as of this point? I think it would be easier to train, plus they're a local company. Second of all, I have this memo, and some of the concessions that Hart has made in here, we offset a lot of the costs that we're going to incur with transferring over to a different company. And I think, as Commissioner Alford said, all of us have this memo. But the court has a final decision. Majority win.
Well, I think I tried to look at both of the different companies in a fair and square process. I looked at the cost per ballot, which was mentioned today, the number of contests you can put on the screen, how easy it to store ballots. Do we have a sorter, I call it a scanner, that scans ballots in case there's a recount? The putting up, when you drop the ballots into a bag, which is more secure, a plastic box versus a canvas bag. And I did look at the Texas-based company versus a farm one. And but I've had overwhelming support from people contacting me, very much supporting the ES&S, which is important to that I do that. So that's one of the reasons I picked ES&S.
I've had lots of support, as had Commissioner Pierce, obviously. I've received numerous emails. Matter of fact, I counted them yesterday. I received 97 or 98 emails in support of ES&S, and I've received 28 in support of Hart. Also, I had one particular individual speak to me personally that supported Hart. I went to both presentations, and in my opinion, and the reason I made this motion today, in my opinion, ES&S totally outshined Hart in the presentation. There was lots of stumbling and stuff in the presentation by Hart. I don't know. They couldn't answer, and they didn't seem to be as prepared as ES&S was. Going on what I heard there and the emails and the support for ES&S is the reason I made the motion, and I stand by the motion.
I want, for the record, I want to say that I've received numerous letters of support from Hart, and the one thing that I want to go on record saying is these are diverse support for Hart. And I don't want to get into it, but these are a diverse group of people, Hispanics, whites, African-American, and Asian. If you want, I'll give you copies.
I
do have concerns when diversity is not adhered to. Thank you.
Any other discussion? All in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
No.
No.
Here's the ayes have it, 3-2. And that concludes that issue. That appears to be, we will now have a time of public comment for any other item on the agenda that anyone wishes to speak to. If you're present online, you may press *6 to unmute your line. So the podium is open.
Sir. We could bring you a microphone.
I've got it. That means I'm being, never mind. My name's Sam Moffitt again. I think we need to make the courthouse a little more handicap accessible. I mean, you got to climb a mountain to come up to the second floor, or up to the thing to get to the elevator to get to this floor. You got to climb a mountain to get from the street to the door to get into the place. It's not really wheelchair accessible or handicap accessible. And I mean, I know I'm not going to be handicapped for the rest of my life, but still, for the time I got to use a wheelchair, I would rather it be a little bit easier. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Ma. All right. If there's nothing further, that concludes all the business on our agenda today. And we appreciate all of you being here today, and we are adjourned. As soon as the call